From 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not been yet revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dr. Stuart Henry came to town once a year. He was a professor from Duke Divinity School and a friend and a mentor of our church's minister, Dr. Timothy Hickey, back in the 1970s in Michigan. Now, when Dr. Henry came to town, all the lights were on in the church all weekend long. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and Sunday morning, a whole weekend church event to learn something deep and wide about the Word of God. No one wanted to miss the opportunity. I was remembering Dr. Henry and those weekends this week as I learned about the concept of teachers as sages, Sherpas, and strugglers. The idea is we learn from people who present themselves in one of those broad categories. A sage is an expert who has studied long and hard and is recognized as one of the best in their field. Our minister was known to be an amazing preacher with degrees and intellect beyond question. So if he looked up to Dr. Henry, where clearly he had to be worth listening to, he was a sage. Sherpas, you remember who those are? Those are the people that when you go climb a mountain, you get a Sherpa. They aren't people who got degrees in mountain climbing. They are people who've gone to the mountain themselves. They've learned its lessons, and they can help the beginner or the less experienced climber avoid the danger points. Show them the views. Make sure they have packed what they need for the journey to be prepared for the challenges that lay ahead. When I was in sixth grade, my VBS teacher, Vacation Bible School teacher, went around the room asking everybody what kind of books they like to read. Romance, adventure, history, war stories. After we all answered, she held up the Bible and she said, "Every single thing you mentioned is in here. This book has it all and more. If you want me to tell you where to find the part of the book you might like to start with, just ask. Because let me tell you, this summer, if you read this book, it might just change your life. She was a Sherpa. She had clearly spent time in the Bible. And she was willing to show us and tell us how to get into reading it for ourselves. Now, the last title of people we can learn from is Struggler. That might surprise us. It's not exactly an inspiring title. We learn from strugglers because they have decided to be open with us about their struggles with whatever they are learning. Strugglers invite us to take the journey with them. There's a podcast I saw advertised. It was three young women trying to figure out how to form relationships. Apparently, they always end up in what they call the friend zone. And so they're not saying they're experts or know anything about it. They're inviting other people to join the conversation and figure it out together. Strugglers. Sometimes people feel like if they are struggling to understand the Bible, to make sense of what it means to be Christian in the world we live in, well, they feel like they should keep that struggle to themselves. And they surely do not put up their hand when the teacher recruiter comes around. But the truth is, we are all strugglers. Dr. Henry, my sixth grade VBS teacher, they had struggles of faith and struggles of understanding parts of the Bible. Showing up and struggling together is the greatest gift we can give each other. It's the greatest gift we can give ourselves. In our scripture passage for today, Eli is a mentor, a sage for Samuel. He's the lead minister, getting older. His eyesight is failing, but he knows what it is to listen for God. Now, in his time, there had not been many visions. The scripture tells us this. So he wasn't an expert in this area of faith. But when Samuel comes to Eli again and again with this, "I think I hear you calling me," Eli shares what he has to share. He doesn't have all the answers, but he knows the best thing he can tell Samuel is listen for God and invite God to speak to you. He is a companion for the journey, and his words help Samuel open his life up to the Spirit of God in a new way. Today, we are grateful for a group of people who have stood up and said yes to being companions in faith for our young people. They study, they prepare, they bring who they are, they show up to be with our children and youth on the journey. It matters. It matters deeply to the kids, to their families, and it matters deeply to all of us that we teach our children the love of God that is so present and yet not as obviously visible in today's world as we wish it could be. The hate that spews out gets our attention and can make us think that all is clearly not well. And yet, we have people in this place who are committed to learning and growing in faith together. Any teacher will tell you that teaching is a wonderful way to learn. And you know, even if we aren't in a classroom, we need to know that we teach each other in every connection we make. We teach each other in worship, in coffee hour, when we see each other walking down the streets of the town. We see each other. We listen with the ears of our hearts, and we move in each other's lives. Companions in faith. Did you hear that koinonia was the winning spelling bee word this week? If you don't know what it means active Christian community. Sharing, or as a friend of mine said, doing life together. Koinonia, deciding that we are in this together, sharing our struggles and our strengths, coming to a decision to be part of an intentional faith community. Loving and living as followers of Jesus. Acting out the faith of the Spirit to one another, being the presence of grace and love. Living out what it means to show up for each other and to say yes to God in our lives. Knowing that at one time or another, we are or will all be strugglers. May we embrace the chance to be companions in faith, to be present for one another, and live the word of our Lord in all that we do, in all that we are. In Jesus' name, amen.